a failure to obey. Judges 21, 16 through 25.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Then the elders of the congregation said, "How shall we provide wives for those who remain, since the women are destroyed out of Benjamin?" They said, "There must be an inheritance for those who are escaped of Benjamin, that the tribe not be blotted out from Israel. However, we may not give them wives of our daughters," for the children of Israel had sworn, saying, "Cursed is he who gives a wife to Benjamin." They said, "Behold, there is a feast of Yahweh from year to year in Shiloh, which is on the north of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebonah." They commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, "Go and lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance the dances, then come out of the vineyards, and each man catch his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. It shall be, when their fathers or their brothers come to complain to us, that we shall say to them, 'Grant them graciously to us, because we didn't take for each man his wife in battle, neither did you give them to them. Otherwise you would now be guilty.'" The children of Benjamin did so, and took wives for themselves, according to their number, of those who danced, whom they carried off. They went and returned to their inheritance, built cities and lived in them. The children of Israel departed from there at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family, and they each went out from there to his own inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that which was right in his own eyes. So once again, Israel authorized kidnapping in order to keep their vows to God. This time the dancers were the victims. This shows me something very powerful about God's law. When government decides to go away from it, people lose their property and freedom. God's laws not only honor God, they protect man. The last line of this book is very fitting. There was nothing wrong with Israel not having a king. Moses told them that God would be the one to choose their future king. But there was something very wrong about how they were acting. Moses also told them that they were not to do whatever was right in their own eyes once they got to their land. They were supposed to follow the rules. Deuteronomy 12, 8 through 12. "You shall not do after all the things that we do here today, every man whatever is right in his own eyes, for you haven't yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which Yahweh your God gives you. But when you go over the Jordan and dwell in the land which Yahweh your God causes you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around you, so that you dwell in safety, then it shall happen that to the place where Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there, there you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the wave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow to Yahweh. You shall rejoice before Yahweh your God, you and your sons, your daughters, your male servants, your female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you." One thing that a king can do is enforce the law of the land. God had given Israel a chance to follow God's rules without a king, but they decided to do their own thing instead. This is still true today. Freedom works when people follow God's rules. When they don't, they need someone to keep them from robbing and destroying each other. God had been their only king up to this point, but they had refused to follow his rules. Things weren't going well in Israel, but it was all a part of God's plan to save the world.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.